She set the child down. Sacrifice begets sacrifice. And as the baby stared at her with eyes far older than she should have at her age, the grandmother opened her arms, letting the magic run through her, doing what must be done. And then she was no more, not even a memory. But the child slept under the moonlight, as did her parents in the next room. And when they woke, they couldn't mourn what they didn't know. Couldn't reach inside and touch a power that had once held them close. For it was no more. But along the wind, a whisper would come, and a child would grow, and a grandmother, with tears in her eyes, would be remembered. If only the magic so chose. Chapter 1 Cameron Brentwood's fist smashed into the rogue's face, the bones in the wolf's cheek cracking beneath his clenched fingers as he gritted his teeth, his own bones aching at the contact. This wolf, this man, had once been a part of another pack on the other side of the world, had once been a functioning member of society. Then the world, the pack's bonds, and the rogue's own wolf had all become too tangled in a web of strain and panic. And the man had lost control of the wolf entirely. It was Cameron's job to take care of the rogues near the Talon Pack wards, at least the ones that didn't come to the pack looking to take out the Alpha. Those, Gideon, his brother, and Alpha, had to deal with himself. The leader couldn't ignore a challenge according to pack law. Because this particular wolf had gone too far and had not only killed his family but also a human along the way, there was no hope for redemption, no way for a life to continue under the continued watch of the world and their own needs as wolves. The rogue in human form stumbled to the ground, his eyes all wolf, no longer able to shift fully because he'd broken far beyond redemption. And with one quick movement, Cameron reached out and snapped the rogue's neck, the sound echoing through the trees. Now, Cameron was alone in the forest, only the sound of his own heartbeat filling his ears as the animals around them had gone silent in the presence of two predators. He slowly let the man who had once been an honored and strong member of his pack fall to the ground, with Cam's hand under the other man's head so he wouldn't land too hard. There may not be pain anymore, but that didn't mean Cameron would let the man end without dignity. The other Alpha had let Cameron and his people know that this rogue might be on the way, as they'd been trying to track his movements for over a year now. Somehow, even without control, the broken wolf had been able to evade them all. Except Cameron. Because Cameron was the enforcer of the Talon Pack, one of the strongest wolves in the area and one of the best enforcers in the world. And he'd just killed a man because of his duty. He let out a breath, running a hand over his face before growling. He looked down at his bruised knuckles. Little blood covered his hands visibly, but he could still see the invisible, red trails on the tan of his skin. He'd barely broken a sweat taking out the rogue, and as he called his people to help clean up the mess, he knew he'd have to run out the rest of his energy, or he'd end up hurting someone in practice later on. That was the problem when his emotions ran high like this. The pack and his family thought him the man of ice, the man of such control that he felt nothing. He never let others see his emotions, never let them feel them through the pack bonds, but they were there. And he hated every damn one. Once his crew came in to take the body so they could send him back to his pack for a proper burial, Cameron went around the perimeter again to ensure that the den was still safe. The war with the humans was over, and thanks to new treaties and laws, their land was safe from satellites and prying eyes, at least for the time being. But that wasn't the only thing he was checking for. The Aspens had been quiet for too long, and Cameron...